And especially thank you, Angela, for the gift of that scrapbook. The word that so many of you wrote are so kind and so generous.
首先我要感谢我们的 Angela 就是送了我一本的那个纪念册。
And so encouraging and so challenging. Now I really got to live up to those words.
你们在里面所写的话对我很大的鼓励，所以我现在要希望更好的能够真正能够做得到你对我们的对我的表扬。
Glory to God alone.
但是我要说的荣耀独归真神。
Okay, today's sermon message is glory to God alone. It addresses the issue of worship.
今天我们要讲的荣耀独归于神是讨论到我们的敬拜。
Who shall receive our worship? Who shall receive our devotion?
谁能够的应当得到我们的敬奉呢？
Who should receive our prayers and our trust?
谁应得我们对他的信任？
Who is worthy to receive honor and glory and power and praises?
谁应当得到荣耀尊贵与赞美？
Now before the Reformation, the Catholic Church, and still today, they say, of course, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
天主教在宗教改革以前到今天，他们也说，当然是我们三一独一的真神配得这样的崇拜。
The Catholic Church upholds the worthiness of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit to receive worship.
他们对于三一真神应当得到这个荣耀，他们是持守的。
But and here's a big but.
但是有一个很大的但是。
They say the saints also are worthy of glory and honor and praises and devotions.
他们认为他们传统的圣人也应该得到同样的敬奉。
The saints are also worthy of our worship and prayers and trust.
那些圣人也应当得到应该听我们的祷告，我们应该向他的祈祷。
And how many saints are there in the Catholic teaching?
在天主教里面有多少个圣人呢？
The church has been around for 2,000 years and they have more than 10,000 saints.
他们在世上已经超过2000年，他们大概超过一万个圣人。
And each saint has his own special day, so there are more saints than there are days in a year.
每一个圣人都有他纪念的那一日，所以呢，每一天算起来可能要纪念几个圣人。
And that is why November 1st we call that All Saints Day.
因为日历不够那么多日期，所以呢就有一天就是10月1号就叫做众圣节。
If you pray on November 1st to the saints, you are praying to all the saints.
所以当你11月祷告的时候，你是向所有的圣人来祷告。
The Catholic Church teaches that the saints are special friends of God.
他们认为这些圣人是上帝特别的朋友。
And they deserve special honor.
所以他们应该得到特别的尊荣。
Now we have to be fair to the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church do not teach worship for saints.
那我应该很公平的讲，他们没有说他们要敬拜这些圣人。
They are very careful with language.
他们对用那些字是很非常小心、非常严格的。
They say we worship the Trinity God only.
我们只是崇，我们一定只崇拜三一的真神。
And they use the word latria, which is a Greek word, latria, to translate adoration. They use latria, this particular word, to say we worship God.
他们就用希腊文里面一个文字，一个字就是 latria 来代表我们对上帝的崇拜。
So adoration, translated from latria, is reserved only for worship to God.
所以呢，当他们的在他们信仰里面，他们用那个 latria 这个字是代表只是对上帝的崇拜。
But the honor they give to saints, they use the word dulia.
他们用另外一个字叫做dulia.
And it's translated to mean veneration, venerate.
就是另外就是敬奉的意思，就是对那些圣人。
So the Catholic Church used the word latria adoration exclusively to worship to God.
所以呢，他们有两个字，一个就是latria 对上帝的崇拜。
And dulia veneration is used to describe the honor that we offer to saints.
然后用杜利尔这个字呢，敬奉这个字来代表我们对圣人的这个敬奉。
And there's more. They distinguish dulia with hyperdulia.
然后呢，他们要有又有另外一个就是超级的高一级的敬奉。
Okay, don't be afraid of using Greek. We all use Greek. We all say hyper.
我们都用那个超级这个英文字了。比方说 hyper 这个人很 hyper
when you say 2-3 years old kid you know jumping up and climbing up the wall we say he is what
very hyper
he is hyper
那些过度活跃的小孩我们说他很 hyper hyper 就是跑来跑去上上下下的
hyper means above and beyond normal
就是说这个 hyper 就是比通常比平常的还要高一等
In other words, the Catholic Church say we venerate certain saints, but there is one saint we hyper venerate her.
然后呢，除了这些圣人以外，我们有一个圣人呢，他们就是会特别更多的、超级的敬奉他。
Super veneration for this particular person.
是一个高人一等的敬奉。
Every saint deserves our veneration, but this particular saint deserves our super.Hyper veneration, and who is this super venerated person?
这个配得超级敬奉的圣人是谁呢？
Mary, the mother of God.
当然就是圣母玛利亚。
Why? Because Mary bore Jesus in her womb.
为什么呢？因为她生下耶稣基督。
So Mary deserved beyond regular duty, regular veneration.
所以呢，他们的观念里面就是玛利亚是得应该得到更多的敬奉。
So honor given to Mary is more than.Any veneration given to any other saints.
所以呢，圣母玛利亚得到的敬奉是比其他的圣人要多一点的。
In the Roman Catholic Church teaching, they are not totally without reason.
当然他们的教导不是完全没有理由的。
You know, they argue that, you know, we give special people honor, special honor, don't we?
那他们会举例说，我们会对世上一些人有特别的尊敬，对不对？
Sure, we do.
当然了。
You go to court, how do you address the judge?
你去法庭的时候，你怎样称呼坐庭的那个法官呢？
We address the judge, Your Honor.
你会说法官大人。
He may not be a very honorable man.
当然他可能人品不是很好。
But because of the honor of his office, we still have to address him, Your Honor.
但是他坐那个位置，所以我们因他的权位，我们给他一些特别的尊敬。
Same as you address a mayor or a congressman.
当然，或者是那些议员或者是市长，我们也会这样做。
He may be the most despicable, immoral scum of a politician.
他们可能是一些最肮脏的一些政客。
You still have to address him as honorable.
可是你还需要称呼为尊敬的市长大人或是尊敬的议员
The Bible commands us to honor one another
圣经也教导我们要彼此的尊敬
Husbands and wives honor one another
我们夫妻要彼此的尊重
Honor your parents
要孝敬我们的父母
Honor Aaron the high priest
要对那个亚伦大祭司要特别的尊敬
Apostle Peter and Paul commands us to honor authority
彼得和保罗也教导我们要对那些在位的要给他们多一切的尊敬。
Paul commands Timothy to honor elders who rule well.
保罗对提摩太说，也对应当对教会里面的长老要特别的尊敬。
So the Roman Catholic Church used these arguments to teach that Christians need to honor, specially venerate special.Christians who are special friends of God.
所以呢，天主教就教导他的信徒，就是我们对那些特别的圣人，那些上帝特别的朋友呢，要多一些的敬奉。
And Christians need to super venerate Mary because she is a super saint.
所以特别玛利亚，因为她是耶稣的妈妈，所以呢，应该对她有特别超级的敬奉。
Now, what is the fallacy with this argument?
那当中他的论点错误在哪里呢
Every example that Catholic teaching cites judges, mayors, congressmen, husbands, wives, parents, Aaron the high priest, authority, elders in the church, every single example they cite is just another human being.
当中他所举的例子比方说那些法官是议员市长我们夫妻或者是亚伦那个大祭司 有一个共同点就是什么呢？他们都是跟我们是一般，都是人。
Fundamentally, nothing different from you and from me.
他们本质上跟你跟我没有分别。
Every one of them fallible, sinful, and prone to failure, just like you and me.
就像你跟我一样，他们每一个人都有罪性，每一时刻都有可能犯错。
Every one of them unrighteous before God. Every one of them in need of God's forgiveness and in need of God's mercy.
每一个人包括我们在上帝面前都是有罪的，都是亏欠神的荣耀。
Yes, we honor Mother Teresa.
当然我们会对圣德勒那个修女特别有尊敬。
Okay, she was venerated just a year ago in September 2016.
上一年她就被天主教被封为圣人了。
He was canonized as a saint. She was an extraordinary human being. She did things that I could never ever do.
当然，她在世上所做的贡献，我跟你都没有办法可以跟她比。
Her love and her compassion is unmatched by anyone in memory.
她的爱心，她的同情心都是非常非常的卓越。
But the scripture says she is no more a special friend to God than you and I are.
但是圣经没有说她比起我和你是上帝更特别的朋友。
She challenges me. She has my admiration. She is my hero.
当然我会特别的尊重他，因为他做的事情是值得我们尊重的。
But not the object of my veneration.
但是不是我们能可以敬拜敬奉的人。
It doesn't matter whether you use language to cover the fallacy.
你不可以用那些字眼不同的定义来遮盖你那个论点上的错误。
Yeah, the use of different words, veneration or adoration, cannot mask the elevation of another human being, no matter how honorable he or she may be.
我们不可以用一些字眼来把一些人的地位特别提升。
提到elevated to a level somewhere between God and another sinful human being for special veneration.
就不能够把他升到我们跟上帝中间一层，比我们高一层，上帝以下一层，能够配得我们对他的特别的尊敬。
To do so is to diminish the glory and the honor due our Creator.
因为这样做是更加亏欠神的荣耀。
Especially in the case of Mary.
特别是圣母玛利亚。
Who doesn't honor his mother?
有谁不会尊重自己的父母呢？
Who doesn't have a special place in his or her heart for his mother?
但每一个人在母亲在他们心目中都有一个特别的位置。
You don't reserve the fondest, the highest thanksgiving and devotion in your heart for your mother. Something's wrong with you.
如果你在心里面没有对母亲有一个特别的地位，特别的尊重的话，你可能跟他的关系有问题了。
Catholics consider Mary as the epitome of virtue of motherhood.
天主教就把圣母玛利亚变成一个特别模范那个母亲的形象。
The tenderness of a mother, the love and the kindness and the gentleness of a mother.
他们把人间所有能够想象母亲所有的好处都放在她身上。
Catholic musicians write the most beautiful songs and music to honor Mary.
天主教里面很多写音乐的都特别写那个 Ave Maria, 就是特别来对表达对圣母的敬奉。
Right, who isn't moved by Ave Maria?
每个人听到那个舒伯特的那个圣母颂都会特别得到感动。
But please don't sing that song in a wedding, because I'm going to walk out on you.
如果你在婚礼的时候唱这首歌，我掉头就跑出去了。
But she is no less a sinner before God than I am.
他跟我一样都是在神的眼前是一个罪人。
Now of course a Catholic would be horrified to hear me say that.
当然如果天主教的朋友听到我这样说的话一定会大为吃惊。
Roman Catholic Church has all kinds of extra biblical teaching on Mary.
他们有对圣母的教导有圣经以外的特别的教导。
Immaculate conception, she was conceived without sin, just like Jesus.
他们认为圣母是无原罪 受孕的。
That is why, you know, scripture alone has to be the foundation of all these five alone.
所以呢，在宗教改革的时候，我们就持守其中，就是只唯独圣经这个教导。
Let the scripture be the authority to judge what is false and what is true.
只有圣经才是判断一切事情、一切教导最后的权威。
Use language, use a different word, veneration or adoration, latria or dulia, cannot mask that some human being is being elevated to a level between God and man.
不论你用什么字眼，都不能够掩盖你是对一些人把他们的地位提升到上帝跟人之间那个地步。
If we do that, we are trespassing the exclusiveness of God's worthiness of honor.
如果你这样做，就是超越了神唯一独能唯一独到得到这个荣耀。
God's honor, God's glory, God's worthiness is something no one, nothing can trespass.
因为上帝得当的荣耀、尊贵和颂赞不是其他人能够占略的。
That's a consistent message from the scripture, New Testament and Old Testament.
在新旧约里面，这个信息都是非常明显的。
Let's turn our attention to the scripture.
让我们来打开圣经来看一看。
We are very familiar with Matthew chapter 6, the text that we read earlier.
刚才我们读的马太福音大家都很熟悉了。
It's a prayer that the Lord taught the disciples to pray.
这个是主耶稣教导门徒怎样去祷告。
Especially focus on verses 9 and 10.
特别是我们要留意的是第九到第十节。
Jesus taught the disciples not to pray like hypocrites.
不要像那些虚伪的人他们祷告。
And not to babble like babbling pagans.
也不要像教外人一样用喋喋不休的言语来祷告。
But pray to God, and this is how we should pray. Our Father who is in heaven.
他教导我这样说，我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的名都为圣。
Your kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
You know that Jesus never taught the disciples to pray to saints or to pray to Mary.
他没有教导门徒去向那些圣人或者是以前的先知或者是他妈妈来祷告。
Scripture never teaches that another believer after death can intercede for you and for me before God the Father.
圣经里面没有说有一个死了的人能够在神人中间为我们作为担保，为我们代求。
Not Mother Teresa, not Mother of God.
没有德兰瑟修女，没有其他任何圣人能够这样做。
Scripture teaches that Christ prayed for us because he's interceding on behalf of us in the presence of God.
只有在圣经里面说，基督已经在上帝的右手边为我们众人来代求。
Scripture also teaches that.If we are so distressed, so much so that we couldn't even utter a word to God.
圣经也教导我们，当我们在悲痛的时候，当我们不能祷告的时候，
The Holy Spirit intercede for us.
圣灵来为我们祷告。
Scripture never teaches that we have to pray to another human being, another saints on our behalf.
圣经没有教导我们要向一个圣人来祷告，然后由他来代表我们向上帝祷告。
Because scripture teaches us, Jesus said to us that we can pray directly to God as children speaking to Father.
因为耶稣教导我们，我们能够好像儿女像父亲一样亲自来到上帝面前向他祈祷。
We address God as our Father in heaven.
他这样讲，我们在天上的父。
We have this amazing permission from God to go directly to His presence.
我们现在已经得到神这个特别的允许，我们能够直接来到他面前。
Not only do we have a permission to directly approach Him, we can directly call Him our Father.
我们不单只能够直接来到他面前，也直接能够向他祷告。
He's not a distant, not a absentee of a father.
他不是一个离地的父亲，他是离我们其实很近的。
But a father who is accessible to us, a father who delights to hear from us.
这个父愿意我们来到他面前，他愿意我们去跟他讲话。
God, our heavenly Father, delights in us coming to Him.
他愿意，他看到我们愿意直接来到他面前的时候，他心里是欢喜的。
Your son, your daughter come to you and say, Father, I am sick. Are you not concerned?
如果你的儿女来到 面前说我爸爸我病了，难道你 不会伤痛吗？
Don't you want them to be well?
你一定想希望他能够好起来。
Of course you do.
当然会呢。
So it is the same with Heavenly Father.
当然我们在天上的父也是这样。
We go to God, we go to say, Father, I am sick in whatever way. He is concerned with your well-being. And God, our Heavenly Father, wants you and me to be well.
无论在我们身体心灵上面，我们跟上帝说我们痛苦的时候，他是愿意我们能够康复起来的。
You see, what upset you and me is when our children are sick and they don't tell us.
但我们觉得懊恼的是什么呢？就是当我们的儿女不舒服或者是他们不开心的时候，他们不跟我们讲。
Likewise, our Heavenly Father is not pleased when we are sick and we don't tell him.
好像如果我们病了，然后爸爸就不高兴，所以我情愿不告诉他。
See, what upset you and me is not because our children do wrong.
我们懊恼，我们愤怒，不是因为我们儿女做错了事情。
Every child does wrong.
每一个孩子都会犯错。
What upset us is when they do wrong, they don't admit it.
我们懊恼的是，他们犯错以后，他们不承认。
They blame their little brother.
他们埋怨他们的兄弟姐妹。
Right, they find excuses and dismiss their culpability and their guilt.
他们就找不同的借口来掩盖他们的错误。
Likewise, what upset our Heavenly Father is not so much that we do wrong and sin. Of course, it upsets him.
当然，我们犯罪是使神伤心悲痛的，但是这个不是最主要的原因。
He knows our fallibility.
他知道我们犯错，我们的软弱。
But what really upset our Heavenly Father is that when we don't admit it.
使他非常愤怒或者是懊恼，就是我们不愿意承认。
We blame everyone else and everything else to find excuses.
我们把手指指向别人，把错过都推到别人身上。
We dismiss our culpability. We dismiss our guilt.
我们对我们所应当负的责任，或是我们的罪，我们都一概不理。
See, when your children come to you and confess their wrong, will you not forgive them?
如果你的儿女向你承认错误的时候，你会不原谅他吗？
Okay, will you not extend your arms out to them and say, "Come, my embrace is for you again"?
你不会向他张开双手，让他过来说，我原谅你，你过来吧。
Same likewise with God the Father. We come to Him and confess our sin. Our Heavenly Father forgives us, extends His arms to us, and say, "Come, my children, I love you still."
当然，我们上帝说我们承认自己过错的时候，他也张开双手欢迎我们回到他身旁，做他的儿女。
The Scripture never tells us to go to a saint for intercession or ask Mother of God to pray for us in our time of death.
当然也，所以也不会要求我们向某一个圣人来祷告，或者是在临终的时候向圣母玛利亚来祷告，求上帝原谅我们一生所犯的错误。
God has given us that privilege.
上帝已经给我们这个特权。
We can approach God as our Father in the name of Christ Jesus and in the Scripture, in the Spirit alone.
在圣经里面，他奉父圣子的名，我们能够直接称天上的父为父。
If we dismiss that privilege,
如果我们放弃这个权利，
we diminish the glory and honor of a heavenly Father.
我们就亏欠了神的荣耀。
A few years ago, maybe about 2 years ago, Anna came to me and said, "Dad, Joe wants to talk to you."
两年前呢，我的女儿Anna 来跟我讲爸爸 Joe。就是一个 Joe 来有话跟你讲。
Joe. Now I wasn't offended. I mean, I'm not easily offended.
当然我不是很气怒，因为我不是一个容易发脾气的人。
But I was puzzled. I was very puzzled.
当然我却很迷惑了。
Because if Joe wants to talk to me, why would he have to go to say to Anna to tell me that he wants to talk to me?
那如果 Joe 就是我的小孩子，如果他要来。有事情跟我讲，为什么不直接来要通过姐姐来向爸爸说呢？
Why can't he call me directly?
他可以直接给我打电话。
He was in the dorm in Wheaton at the time. I love to hear his voice.
当然他那时候还在威顿大学还在念书，但我当然希望听到他打电话给我。
I mean, I love to know that my son is seeking me out.For whatever was in his mind.
他可能有学业上或者是什么问题，我当然愿意听他向我的一些申诉。
I was very puzzled, so I called him. I said, "Joe, Anna told me that you want to talk to me."
所以我就非常迷惑，我就打电话给我的小孩子说，哎，Anna 说你要有事情找我。
You know what Joe said?
他的小儿子怎样说呢？
He said, Dad, I never told Anna that I want to talk to you.
我不跟你说这样啊。
It took me quite a few seconds before I realized, oh, I got it.
哦，原来他想了想，就是想到，哦，原来是这样。
Because suddenly I realized later that it was not Joe Tam who wants to talk to me. It was Joe Kim who wants to talk to me.
原来不是 Joe Tam 他的小孩子，是 Joe Kim Anna 的男朋友要找牧师。
You see, they have the same name, Joe and Joe.
所以呢，当时就是两个 Joe 很混乱。
And see, for a long time, I have been trying all kinds of ways to minimize the confusion.
一段时间我都希望有一个方法能够把这些混乱的名字都把它搞清楚。
And finally, we settled that Joe Kim is Joey from now on, and Joe Tam is Joe.
所以呢，就把 Joe Kim 的名字加到一个 Y， 就是叫他 Joey。
But the point is, if my son Joe wants to talk to me, he has to go ask Anna to tell me what is wrong. I mean, shouldn't I be worried?
如果我的小儿子有事情找我，不直接找我，要找他姐姐向他转告，是不是有什么问题呢？
I should be worried. I would be very worried.
我应该担心啊。
Because why doesn't he come directly to me?
为什么他不直接来找我？
He has that privilege. I'm not that distant. I'm not that aloof.
我不是那么难找，我也不是对他不爱不理啊。
I mean, I'm not such an absentee of a father. I'm not in conflict with him. I have no problem with my son.
我也没有跟我的儿子关系不好，我也不是对他爱理不理。
Now, if he goes to a third party to reach me, now, wouldn't that diminish my honor? Wouldn't that diminish my glory?
如果我的小孩子真的通过第三者去找我的话，那么对于我的应该得到的那个心，他心中的地位是不是缺少了？
See, if my son had to go to a third party to reach me, you would say, you know, Pastor, you're not much of a father.
但如果别人知道他小儿子要去找我的小要去找我的时候，别人一定会说，牧师你也不是一个好爸爸。
You don't practice what you preach.
你讲跟你所做的不一样。
Now, wouldn't that diminish my honor?
然后别人就对我。另眼相看的。
That's what the scripture is teaching us.
当然，圣经也是这样教导。
If we have to pray to our Heavenly Father through a saint, through Mary, asking them to intercede for us, if that is possible, that diminishes the glory and honor of our Heavenly Father.
同一个原因，所以当如果我们要去通过另外一个圣人向上帝祷告的时候，其实我们是对上帝大不敬的。
Regardless of what word you use, whatever manipulation of language, adoration, or veneration you use,
不论你用什么的字眼，怎样去歪曲你的描写，这个都不能够掩盖的。
And the rest of the prayer, Jesus taught us to ask for six things.
在主导文里面，主耶稣教导我们求其他六件事情。
The first three represent the first and the foremost of our concerns.
头三个就是我们应该最应当追求的。
And it's not for ourselves.
不是为我们的。
It's not for our own request.
不是我们的自己的要求的。
The first and the foremost is for the glory of God.
第一个最重要的就是上帝的荣耀。
For the glory of God's name.
他的名字。
For the glory of God's kingdom.
他的国
and for the glory of God's will,
他的旨意
and only then and only then we pray for our own needs and pray for our own requests.
当我们把这三样都能够放在首位的时候，我们之后以后才为我们自己的事情来祷告。
Daily bread,
我们每日所用的饮食
forgiveness that we need,
我们所需要的宽恕
and deliverance and protection from evil and temptation.
我们从试探当中得到解救。
Why glory to God and glory to God alone? Because scripture teaches us our utmost desire in life is for the highest glory of God.
为什么我们耶稣要求我们把上帝的荣耀上帝的圣洁放在祷告所谓的，因为这个是应当我们人生所追求的。
First, the highest glory of God's name.
首先是他最高的名。
Hallowed be your name, our heavenly Father's name.
愿你的名尊为圣。
Honestly, whose name matters to us most?
对于我们来说，什么人的名字对我们最重要呢？
I mean, what brings you the greatest desire?
哪一个人的名字你是最心里面所渴求的呢？
I mean, honestly, everyone say, my name matters most.
当然每一个人都希望自己的名字得到 尊敬尊荣。
Wow, your name is in the school newspaper. Oh, you right away cut it and put it on the wall.
如果你的名字在什么报纸或者是学校的报刊里面登了出来，你一定会把它剪下来然后放在你的墙壁上面。
Your name on the dean's list.
如果您名字放在那些优生榜上面，你一定会很高兴。
Well, it's natural that we want our names to be remembered. That's very reasonable.
当然我们的名字 被人所纪念，我们会非常高兴，这个是可以理解的。
But it's natural, reasonable, expected of everyone who has fallen, everyone who has a sinful nature.
可是我们每一个人都是有罪性，我们都是堕落的人。
But we are a redeemed people of God.
我们每一个人都是被救赎的人。
We have been propitiated, remember the word. We have been reconciled to God through Christ.
我们借着耶稣基督，我们与神得到和好。
We have a radical change.
我们在生命的本质上发生一个不可更改的转变。
We are changing our ambition, in our value, in our goals.
我们的生命，我们的价值观都已经得到一个180度的改变。
For a redeemed, for a regenerated people of God, his utmost desire is for the highest glory of God's name.
对于一个在生命里面从生命发生根本改变的人来说，他所追求都是上帝的名。
If we elevate anyone between God and man, we are competing with the glory of God's name.
如果我们把一些人的地位提升到我们跟上帝中间，我们就使他与上帝的荣耀来做一个竞争。
And then Jesus said, our utmost desire is for the glory of God's kingdom.
我们的心中所追求的是上帝的国。
The kingdom of God that we pray for has nothing to do with politics or nothing to do with regalia of crown or symbols of power.
这个神的国跟地上的国有很大的不一样，它不是追求权力的一个国度。
The kingdom of God we pray to come is a sovereign reign of Christ in human hearts and in this world.
它所追求的是在人的心中居首位，在能够管理这些地上。
The truth of the kingdom may be accepted.
它天国的真理愿世人都能够接受。
Okay, the authority, the lordship of Christ may be submitted under.
我愿所有人都能够在降服在基督的主权之下。
The terms of salvation may be received.
他们愿每一个人都能够得到这个救恩。
But unfortunately, our sinful nature drives us to say everyone to go after our own little kingdom.
可是我们在罪性里面却使我们追求这个地上的权利，这个地上的国。
I mean, the church included is guilty of the sin.
当然，教会也犯上这同一个错误。
Not only Catholic Church, but also in Protestant Church after the Reformation.
天主教也是宗教改革以后的基督教也是这样。
Too many and too often, all that we go after with our utmost desire is to the highest glory of our own little kingdom.
我们不论信主以后跟其他人一样，都是希望追求我们每一个人心中的小王国。
But the Lord teaches us to pray for the glory of God's kingdom, not ours.
可是耶稣却教导我们去追求的是这个神的国。
And then the prayer is that we use our utmost desire to seek the highest glory of God's will.
我们追求的是上帝的旨意。
Let it be accepted on earth as it is in heaven.
他的旨意行在地上，好像行在天上一样。
Because in heaven, God's will is perfectly obeyed.
因为在天上的时候，上帝的旨意是通行无阻的。
But on earth is entirely different matter.
可是在地世上却不一样。
The sinfulness of the world opposes God's will.
人在世上的罪性阻挡神的旨意。
God's will is always perfect, always good, and that's the glory of God's will.
上帝的旨意是完美的。
Unfortunately, our sinful nature drives us to seek after our own will.
可是我罪性使我们不追求上帝完美的旨意，却追求我们带有罪性我们的私欲。
The glory of God's name, the glory of God's kingdom, the glory of God's will cannot be replaced, cannot be diminished, cannot be shared by anyone or anything.
上帝的名、上帝的国、上帝的旨意不能够 与其他地上其他的事物来分享。
Not by any saints or super saints, not by anyone.
不是一些特别圣人或者是超级的圣人能够分享这些的荣耀。
That's a teaching in the New Testament. It's the same in the Old Testament.
在新约是这样教导，旧约也是这样。
Turn your attention, please, to Exodus 34.
我们的翻开出埃及记第三十四章。
Verses 12 to 14.
第12到第14节。
Thank you so much, Sunny. Okay, this is what God said to Moses and to relate the words to the people of God.
当摩西这样教导以色列民的时候，他是这样讲的。
You notice at the end of verse 14, it says, Do not worship any other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
他在第14节这样说，他最后说他是一个忌邪的神。
Now, doesn't that phrase trouble you and me?
在英文里面，这个 jealous 是一个有一个不好的印象。
God is a jealous God.
他中文翻译就是一个嫉妒，
you
know, 这个意思是不是神是一个嫉妒的神呢？
Okay, this phrase appeared in the Old Testament many times, at least 8 times.
这个嫉妒的神在旧约里面出现很多次。
It's troubling only because we have a misunderstanding of the word jealous.
因为我们对于圣经里面所讲的这个嫉妒是有一个错误的理解。
If I say I'm jealous of you,That means you have something I don't have.
如果我说我嫉妒你的时候，就是说你有一些东西我是没有的。
You have something most valuable, most worthy, most desirable, most sought after, but I don't have.
就是说你这个有一些所有人都希望得到的东西，所的那个金钱或者是名誉地位，哎，你有了，可是我没有。
You have an Italian suit, $5,000 Armani suit.
如果比方说你有一个5000块钱的阿玛尼的西装，
You have an Apple 10 and wasn't long ago I was still using a flip phone.
如果你说是用那个 Apple 10这个电话，我还是用那个 Nokia 的 flip phone 的时候，
You have a luxury condo down in Magnificent Mile.
如果你在Michigan Avenue 那个有一个很漂亮的单位，
And I don't have it, so I resent you. I'm angry with God, so I say, God, why do you make me so poor?
所以你就看到就很嫉妒，就向上帝，我就向上帝生气，说你为什么不给我这些东西？
Why do you make all those things unreachable to me?
你为什么使这些东西对我来说是遥不可及？
And so the sinner within me, within my heart and mind, come up with all kinds of ugly anger and malice.
所以在我心里面就有不同的恶毒出现了。
Now, that's jealousy. That's jealousy in the human level.
所以呢，这个就是人我们所讲的那个嫉妒。
But that's not the meaning of the word jealous when it is applied to describe God.
可是在圣经里面讲的嫉妒，这个 jealous 不是这个意思。
God is a jealous God does not mean that someone else has something so valuable, so desirable, so worthy, but God doesn't have it.
不是说在人世间有一个人他有很多很好的东西而上帝没有，而上帝生气了。
So God got resentful and he burns with all kinds of ugly emotion. That's not what jealousy of God means.
上帝看到有一些人他有一些东西上帝没有，所以他就心里面有很苦毒，所以他就嫉妒了，不是这个意思。
How could God be jealous like that?
上帝有没有可能这样嫉妒呢？
What most worthy things that God doesn't have?
有上帝世上有什么东西是不是他拥有的？
Right? What most valuable things that God doesn't possess?
世上所有的东西都是他的吗？
God possesses all worthy, valuable, desirable qualities and characters.
他有所有最好的品格。
What else does he not possess that others have that make him angry?
有没有一些东西是他没有了，其他人有，所以使他生气呢？
No, we cannot use that kind of understanding of jealousy to describe God.
所以我们不能够用我们对人世间这个嫉妒的了解去明白神。
When the Old Testament described God as a jealous God, it means that he possessed certain things that he absolutely cannot share with anyone else or anything else.
在旧约里面，他这个忌邪或嫉妒的神的意思就是说，这个上帝有一些本质或是有一些事情是不允许其他人跟他分享的。
Such things are exclusively his and his alone.
只有他才
And if anyone should take away from him, if anyone should share those things with someone else, his sovereign lordship is offended.
如果有人把这些他独特的应有的事情跟其他人分享了，那么他的主权就受到侵犯了。
His righteous anger is aroused.
然后他的义怒就发起来。
And he will exercise his justice with just consequences.
他会行他的公义来审判这些事情。
And what are these things that God absolutely cannot share with anyone? Absolutely cannot be taken away from him.
有上帝有什么事情有什么事？东西是不能够与其他人分享的。
The glory of His name，
他的他荣耀的圣名。
And the absolute exclusive worthiness to be worshipped，
他应当得到唯一的敬拜这个特权。
God's glory， God's worthiness alone to receive honor and power and majesty and praises。
他所应当得到的尊贵、荣耀和权柄。
Those are something that absolutely cannot be shared, cannot be taken away, cannot be diminished。
这些事情是不能够拿去与其他人来分享的。
You know, those at least 8 times when the word jealous is mentioned to describe God is always in the context of worship.
当旧约里面讲到这个祭邪的神的时候，都是讲到跟敬拜有关的。
If his people worship anything or anyone other than God,
就是说他们那些人敬拜了其他上帝以外的事。
It matter not what language or what words they use.
不论你是用什么语言、什么字眼。
It matter not whether you use veneration or adoration, latria or dulia.
不论你是用敬奉还是敬拜这两个字。
Anyone or anything that diminishes the glory of God will incur the quote-unquote jealousy of God.
他你这样做的事的时候呢，会招致到上帝的愤怒和他的嫉妒。
Glory to God and glory to God alone, soli Deo Gloria.
荣耀独归真神这个字。
That is one of the 5 pillars of the truth recovered by the reformers.
就是我们宗教改革他们的先驱他们持守五个真理其中的一个。
It addresses the issue of worship.
是来讨论到我们敬拜的意义。
In the worship before the Reformation, you may even say no music.
在宗教改革以前，在那些天主教他们崇拜的时候是没有诗歌的。
Church music before the Reformation only confined in the monastery where the monks sing or do Gregorian chants.
他们崇拜唱的时候，只是那些修士他们在修道院里面唱那些平歌。
Before the Reformation, Catholic go to church, they don't sing.
他们天主教他们去教堂的时候，他们没有唱诗这回事。
And the Reformation changed all that.
宗教改把这些所有都改变过来。
Reformers held dear to the value of God's word.
因为宗教改革的先驱他们对上帝独特荣耀这些事情看得非常重要。
That is why the first thing they did is translate the scripture into German, English, the vernacular, so that common people, the Christians, can read God's word.
所以他们也做了非常重要的事情，就是把圣经翻译成自己民间的语言。
The reformers also value worship.
他们也对崇拜看得非常重要。
Worship by every believer.
每一个信徒都当来崇拜。
Other than the translating of the scripture, writing hymns so that common Christians can sing and worship, that's also a top priority.
所以呢，除了翻译圣经成为英文德文以外，他们写圣诗使所有信徒都能够唱的时候，这个也是他们要做的非常大的贡献。
Martin Luther did many things.
马丁路德做了非常多事情。
One of which he was a musician. He wrote music. He wrote hymns.
他也写了很多的那个诗歌。
A mighty fortress is our God. Martin Luther wrote that. Too bad we don't sing it enough.
上帝是我们坚固保障这一首诗歌，我们其实应该唱更多一点。
I don't know if you were in Cantonese service. I thank Luke. because he raised the level of our worship almost to the level of the German churches.
上一个礼拜的礼部在这里，陆弟兄呢，他把广东话的崇拜带升到那个宗教改革时候德国教会的一个水平。
那现在德国教会也
现在也是
吗？
哦
，Yeah,
seems today.
Oh yeah, music, hymns, instruments, chorale were one of the legacies of the Reformation.
唱诗、诗班这些都是宗教改革给我们非常宝贵的传统。
Yeah, we are so blessed today.
我们今天得了很大的蒙福。
We can sing praises to God.
我们能够在这里能够唱诗。
If your cold is so bad, your flu is so bad, you have no voices, just sing a line when it doesn't, the pitch doesn't get too high.
如果你有什么病的时候，你不能够唱很大声的时候，你也可以唱到你能够唱的音域为止。
God gave us a privilege to sing praises to Him.
上帝给我们有这个特权，能够用我们的声音来敬拜他。
And to sing praises to Him, glorify Him alone.
去唱诗，使荣耀归于他。
Who can rival the contribution to sacred music more than Johann Sebastian Bach?
在世上没有一个音乐家比巴赫所对教会音乐所做的贡献更大。
Bach was a Protestant composer, and at the end of every piece of his sacred composition, he always end with three letters, S D G.
他每一首在教会里面所写的音乐，他都用 S D G 这三个英文字母作为结束。
Soli Deo Gloria.
唯独真神当得荣耀。
Glory to God alone.
荣耀归于真神。
We're in Advent now. I'm sure you're going to hear Handel's Messiah.
我们现在来到预备圣诞节的时候，我们传统都会听韩德尔的弥赛亚。
Handel wrote it in 23 days.
他九月的时候用了23天就把整首那个弥赛亚写完。
And after he finished writing the music, this is what he said at the bottom.
他写完这个时候也写上这个字。
He said, I did think I did see all heavens open before me and the great God himself.
我真的在肉身看到天上打开了，我看到上帝坐在宝座上面。
He did not see his own greatness.
他不单看到他的伟大。
He did not see his own little name.
他看不到他自己的有多在音乐有多伟，他看不到自己。
He saw the great God himself.
他只看到上帝的伟大。
Glory to God and glory to God alone.
他写荣耀归真神，只有归于真神。
Glory to God's name.
荣耀归他的名。
Let our little name be forgotten.
让我们的小名被世间忘记。
Glory to God's kingdom. Let our own little kingdom be forgotten.
让上帝的国得以彰显，让我们的国能得以消灭。
Glory to God's will, let our own little will be put aside.
让上帝的旨意行在地上，我们的旨意放在一旁。
For whatever number of years left in front of you and me,
不论世上的日子有多长。
Let this be the ambition of the redeemed people.
让这个都成为这些我们得赎的人的应当所追求的。
Let our utmost effort and desire be the highest glory to God.
让我们心里面所追求的都是在上帝的名和他的荣耀。
Let's pray together.
让我一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to recover the truth that has been lost for so long.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们能够重新再一次 找回这些失落的真理。
This is our commitment we make before you.
这个是我们对你的祈愿。
For the remaining days of our lives.
在我们日后的年月。
Your highest glory.
你的最高的荣耀。
Is our utmost desire.
是我们所追求的。
Help us.
帮助我们。
Use us to glorify you.
让我们来荣耀你的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.